Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bonikowski. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Bonikowski. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Power moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is hit by the pitch. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veer all strikes out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud strikes out. Two outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Power is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schilling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Schilling scores. Geiger goes all the way around to score. It's Twins 2, Red Sox, 2. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Alts picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Veer Alts. Runnels moves to third. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Alts fields it and throws to second for the out. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Alts fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0 for 1 in the game. Forknealis strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonikowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonikowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonikowski strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Malzone moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Malzone scores. Runnels moves to third. Tillman moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Lee Stang now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Tillman scores. Hardy moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Mike Fornelius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fornelius is 0 for 2 in the game. Fornelius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Rollins moves to third. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Killebrew scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone bunts towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Stang covering. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narragón for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Lee Stang. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Power bunts towards the mound. Fortnelis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Power moves to second. Hal Kalstead now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Green scores. Power moves to third. Rollins moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Ray Moore now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hardy strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Hal Kalstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kalstead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Narragon hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schilling for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Narragon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Ray Moore. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-4 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.